So initially just talking about what would a liquor license on the fairgrounds look like, we, this body, decides what that legal description is. And so what I would say, ask for you guys is the entire fairgrounds minus the grandstand, because that's something we lease out and there's already a contract or will be in place. The Odie Ice Arena, they already have their own malt beverage license, and the Centennial Village, that's kind of under a separate contract as well. So what does that leave? That leaves the clubhouse, the Holum Expo building, and potentially the corporate tent to the side of the grandstand during Fair Week. Those are the only other places that alcohol is currently served. So that's what we're talking about, is just those three spots. Nobody else would be affected because they have malt beverage.